Okay, so I'm in Utah covering the Sundance Film Festival, which of course is a dedication to all things independent and fancy movies with fancy movie stars and deep messages. But I have to be honest with you, the one movie I want to see more than anything this weekend
What?
is Cloverfield. I cannot lie. We actually said we might go out tonight and see Cloverfield. Like, I kind of wish I was seeing it. And you know what? I have to admit, I've just been entranced by all the trailers like this. What is it? Oh my God, what is it? I need to know. Well, somebody who does know is somebody who's part of our Twitter feed. The Bryant Park Project has a Twitter feed going up. I noticed one of the Twitterers already saw the film. Danny Clemens is from Orlando, Florida. Hi, Danny.
Hi, how are you doing?
Jealous of you. That's how I'm doing, that you got to see Cloverfield. So let me ask you, first of all, the film, and anybody who's seen the trailer, a lot of it is shot handheld. There's some sort of monster, something attacking downtown Manhattan, or I guess all of Manhattan ultimately. First of all, sitting through this film with all the handheld footage, was that an okay experience, or did you have sort of the Blair Witch stomach ache at the end, like a lot of people did?
No, I really thought that that's what would happen. Everybody was kind of about it. There's a few parts where it's a little shaky, but I thought the camera work was really awesome. It was a really amazing experience because you really feel like you're in the film.
Now,
And
I
they
know
did a
you're a
really good
bit.
job. I think that there's going to probably be a lot of films doing it this way now because it was just, actually, it was really incredible. I thought it was very well done.
So I understand you're a big fan of Lost, and obviously J.J. Abrams is at the helm of Lost and also at the helm of this film. Does this fit into the J.J. Abrams oeuvre, to his canon of work, or is this something entirely different?
Well, actually, I mean, that was what got me in, you know, it was JJ. But I kind of expected a little bit more, but overall, he delivered on it. I mean, it was beautifully shot. The cinematography was awesome. It was really intense. It reminded me a lot of Lost, just the some of the relationships and the action and the footage and the
I have
mystery.
a mystery. I have a question for you. Brian Schott, who is the big muckety muck out here at KCPW in Utah, said that his daughter said, "Okay, Daddy, I wanted to go see my first scary movie. Can we go see Cloverfield? Is it really scary?"
No, I wouldn't really say it was scary as much as it's just kind of intense. I mean, your heart's racing and you're kind of like, I don't know. It wasn't like a thriller or scary. It was more like action, and it's so short and you're so worried and you know your heart rate and everything's up and then it's over.
All right. Well, Danny, we're going to ask you to hang on the line for a minute because our regular movie film critic, Daniel Holloway, he's just up the road in Park City, agreed to get up really early and give us his review of the film. Hey, Daniel.
I got up just for you guys.
Seeing as I got up at about 2:45 a.m., I feel you, brother. Thank you so much for doing that. So, what did you, as not a film fan, as someone who does this professionally and has to dissect movies based on their credibility and their credence as a film, what did you think of Cloverfield?
Well, as a professional, I'm jealous of Danny because I sat third row and totally had the Blair Monster Project stomach ache. I was just nauseous from 5 minutes in and honestly had to spend a quarter of the movie looking away. I really thought the shaky cam, I'm going to play Siskel and Ebert with Danny here. I really thought the shaky cam was horrendous. Like, I was genuinely disappointed in this film. Not that I had as high expectations as you did, Allison. Because I really did think the marketing, it was going to end up being something where the marketing was going to be more interesting than the product. But the shaky cam was just, and maybe it was that I was sitting third row, but the shaky cam was really distracting. And I didn't think that the movie had enough monster. I like monsters in my monster movie. And, you know, there's a lot of sort of, it's not just the shaky cam that I make the Blair Monster Project joke for. You know, you don't see a lot of the actual monster in the film. You see a lot of obstructed views early on, And there is, you know, some payoff as the movie progresses, but I didn't think it was enough. I felt like we spend way too much time on stupid 20-somethings talking a little more stupidly than 20-somethings normally talk.
Okay, well, Daniel, you hang on the line. Danny Clemens, thanks for joining us and giving us your half of the movie review. We're going to ask Daniel to stick around over the break, get to a couple of more movies that are coming up. Not the Sundance Film Festival kind, some of the more bigger budget films. You're listening to The Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're back in about 90 seconds. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are available on AM, FM, online, satellite, iTunes, and of course at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart, broadcasting from KCPW in Utah. I'm out here for the Sundance Film Festival. I'm joined by Daniel Holloway, our regular movie guy from Metro Newspapers, who's also out here in Utah. But we're not going to talk any about that indie stuff. We got a lot of that coming up. I want to talk mainstream, big-budget films, Daniel.
Save the indie for next week.
Exactly. A little bit later on, actually. Oh. Katherine Heigl, she's in this new romantic comedy, 27 Dresses. She's coming off of kind of a big year for her with Knocked Up and Grey's Anatomy. Is this a good move for her, and is it a rom-com, as they call it?
Well, yeah, it's definitely a rom-com. Katherine Heigl had a huge year. I don't think there was anyone who, I mean, I'm sure there were a few people, but I think anyone who's paid attention at the end of Knocked Up, you walk out thinking producers are pulling out their checkbooks for Katherine Heigl right now. You know, she clearly mm-hmm. had a solid track record with Grey's Anatomy, and, you know, her part in Knocked Up wasn't that deep. She basically plays the attractive scold, but she really dominates whenever she's on screen. And you could tell that this was someone who's going to be, they were going to try to turn her into a movie star. It's a shame that they went this track with her. 27 Dresses is little bit of a treacly film, and surprisingly poorly written, considering that Aline Brosh McKenna, who wrote The Devil Wears Prada, was the screenwriter for it.
Well, let's listen to a little clip of 27 Dresses about a woman who is forever a bridesmaid, rarely a bride, never a bride.
I love weddings. I always have.
Really?
Yeah.
Which part? The forced merriment, the horrible music, or the bad food?
Actually, it's meeting upbeat people like yourself.
Don't you think it's a whole lot of ritual for something that, let's face it, it's got about a 50-50 shot of making it out of the gate?
Oh, how very refreshing, a man who doesn't believe in marriage.
Well, I'm just trying to point out the hypocrisy of the spectacle.
Oh, that's so noble of you. Do you also go around telling small children that Santa Claus doesn't exist? Because someone needs to blow that wide open.
Okay, so much for the witty banter. Let's move on before I let you go. There's a new Woody Allen movie out called Cassandra's Dream. In 30 seconds, is this good Woody Allen or bad Woody Allen? And
is,
people who like Woody Allen know what I mean.
This is the end of Woody Allen's career. Woody Allen is too old to be making movies anymore.
Wow.
What's the movie about?
The movie is about two working class English brothers who get drawn into a sort of pulling some unsavory business because they both need money. It's Ewan McGregor and Colin Farrell, who was in Bruges, which was last night's opening night film for Sundance, and he does great in that movie. He does good in this movie. Unfortunately, Woody Allen has lost all ability to write. I really can't stress how low I think of this movie.
So considering Cloverfield, 27 Dresses, and this Woody Allen film, it's a good thing you're at Sundance. So you can cleanse your palate.
Yes, thank God I am not at the multiplex this week.
Daniel Holloway from Metro. Hey, we'll catch up with you this weekend, Daniel, to find out some of the indie films that you like. Thanks a lot for waking up to join us on the BPP.
Thanks, guys.
See you later.